Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from Our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Most believers firmly believe in the importance of spending daily, regular time in God's Word and in prayer. Yet, so many of us struggle to do this consistently. Perhaps that's because we think this time with God has to be a monumental or a mystical experience. In fact, you can begin developing this spiritual discipline in as little as 5 minutes. You will soon discover that it is impossible to just stay for 5 minutes with the Lord. 5 turns to 10 and 20 soon. To be effective in your quiet time, do it for the right reason. Do not become devoted to the devotion but to the Savior. Do it not because others are doing it, not as a spiritless duty every morning, but because God has granted the priceless privilege of fellowship with Himself. For most people, the hardest part of a quiet time after actually finding the time is fighting wandering thoughts. A quiet time is fellowship with the Holy God. Hence, prepare your heart. First, be physically alert to be ready to listen from God, from His Word and His voice. Second, be mentally aware. Be focused and know that He is there. And third, be morally pure and clean, and talk to Him in your own words through prayer. If you feel uncomfortable looking at God, that's probably because of a hidden sin in your life. Confess it and receive the forgiveness. When we come before the throne of God, we ought to approach with boldness in spirit and in truth. Don't give the Lord your leftovers, and don't try to find time, but make time and make it a priority. Make your quiet time effective and meaningful by asking, is there a command to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a new truth to carry with me? And finally, obey what God tells you. There is no greater blessing than to spend few moments of your earthly time to know the God with whom you will spend time in eternity. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, let us then approach God's throne with grace and with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Remember, my friends, the only thing that truly belongs to us is time. Spend quiet time with God and quality time with family. Shall we pray? Blessed Trinity, Holy Almighty, You created heavens and the earth and chose us to have fellowship with You. Master, may we realize and recognize the importance of spending not just time but our whole being for You. Help us to be obedient to Your call each day, and let Your dwelling be amongst us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.